Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. All right, Thrivers, today our topic is going to resonate with so many of you, and we're going to talk about overcoming the challenges of high achievement without losing sight of who you are. Now, this isn't about chasing fleeting notion of balance or spreading yourself too thin across various facets of all your life domains. No. This is about embracing a rhythm that honors every part of your being, your personal growth, your relationships, your business aspirations, your dreams, your parenting. Let's get started though. Let's acknowledge the elephant in the room, the myth of balance. Thrivers, I want to remind you, balance is an illusion. You have heard me talk about this in depth on another podcast. This is going to be a shorter reminder, but with different information. So I want to remind you that that balance is a myth. It's an illusion. It is a misguided concept that leads so many of us to feel inadequate or like we're constantly failing. Instead, I want you to seek a rhythm in your life. This is not about giving equal time to every life domain. It is about allocating your time and energy in alignment with what's most important to you in this current season of life. Because that changes. That changes from when we get married. That changes from when our business is scaling and not thriving. That changes when we've made to a certain point in the business and we're like, how did we make it here? This is amazing, but I want to go further. To having the first baby, to having teenagers, to empty nesting, having aging parents. Things shift. We shift. Our identity shifts. So what is most important to you in this season of life? Because a lot of times we're still holding on to the stuff from last season and feeling like a failure. I mean, I don't know about you. I want to succeed in all areas of my life. And I want to seek a rhythm that works just for me. It's not going to work for my spouse or my kids or you, but something that works for me. Because I'm not just striving for success in one area. If you're like me, you're aiming for elite performance across all life domains. Your mental health, your relationships, especially your marriage. And of course, your business. You understand that true success and holistic success extends beyond the boardroom or your balance sheet. But that's where we spend most of our time, But here's your catch, Thrivers. This pursuit often feels you leaving overwhelmed, stressed, and even isolated. You're going to find yourself maybe grappling with internal conflicts, such as how to bring your Christian faith into your business practices or how to maintain deep, meaningful relationships when you're evolving at a rapid pace. It's a tough journey, but you're not alone. So in today's episode, I want to offer you some hope and some, of course, you know me, actionable strategies. First and foremost, though, remember, your faith is your foundation. You don't have to leave Jesus at the door of your business, and you also don't have to go in and talk about him all the time. There are ways of doing this in the way that you show up and lead. And if you want to talk about it, that's great too. But remember, you could CEO like Jesus in your life, relationships, and business because he's the foundation of everything you do. We often forget that. It's what guides you and gives your life a deeper sense of purpose. So embrace that it's not just your personal life, but in your business as well, because there is immense power in leading with faith and integrity. It can transform not only your life, but also the lives of those around you. The ripple effect is huge. And as a lead performer, I know you want to have a purpose and impact. I'm going to set that there. I know you do. We just often don't know how to do it. But we're going to tackle right now the challenge of your relationships, because it is crucial to communicate and to grow together with your spouse, your children, your team, your extended family and friends. But in your marriage, if you're feeling like you're becoming married roommates, oh boy, it's time to take action now. You need to invest in a relationship program, a relationship coach, a marriage therapist, a course, something that can shift the tide. I think married roommates is something that we all go through. But I think it's also something we don't necessarily have to. If you could start initiating deep, meaningful conversations again and make time for each other, because that's the most important thing. Usually we get so busy, and that becomes what was feeding us and driving us and our identity, that we forget to remember that our relationships are the most important part of your professional achievements. Oh, did I just tie that in there? Yes, I did. Your relationships are the most important part of your professional achievements. Let me tell you why. Because when you're not doing well at home, you're not usually doing as well at work as you could. You may think you're kicking butt at work, but I'm going to tell you, you'd be kicking butt even more if your spouse was saying, "How can I support you today?" And it is totally possible. Or what about when you feel lost, uncertain of your identity, your purpose, the impact? This is your call right now to delve deeper into self-discovery. It is an opportunity to reconnect with your core values, your passion, your God-given purpose. Engage in personal development activities, seek mentorship, and please don't shy away from exploring your spirituality. This journey is going to lead you to redefine what success truly means to you. I have a new success metric this year that I'm trying out. Because for me, it's always been about how much money I make or how many people I help. Either one of those things. They're typical KPIs, right? I have a new one, and it's in my business. It's not just my personal. I'm going to read it. What if success is measured by how many times I ask God his will and I actually obey it? Wow. That one is a little bit harder for me because it is forcing me to have a metric of going to God and asking him, what is your plan? What's your next step? Tell me when I'm getting it wrong. So what if you define what success truly means to you? I want to touch a little bit, though, on the topic of mental health, because it's no secret that elite achievers like you and me face immense pressure, which can take a toll on your mental well-being. So please don't overlook this crucial aspect of your life. Implement stress management strategies. Prioritize self-care. Seek professional help if that's what is needed. Your mental health is the bedrock of your overall success in all life domains. I don't want it to be missed and forgotten. And today is kind of like a little bit of a refresher and a reminder and a kick in your pant, right? Sorry if you were just sitting there all calm and now you're not. But sometimes we need a kick in our pants. I need these reminders. I need to know. I got to dig a little bit deeper. I've got to find the person that can help me. This is why I do what I do. Yes, I'm a therapist. I'm a marriage and family therapist. I'm a professional counselor. I'm licensed in the state of Texas. However, I'm also an elite performance mindset coach and a business strategist and consultant for leadership and scaling businesses. You're probably like, how can she do all that? Because I could still talk to you about play therapy and your kids too. Extreme elite achiever over here. I've married everything. But here's the difference. Counselors stay in the past usually. They're known for taking you into the past, healing trauma, healing relationships, working with you on things that are bothering you. But where I felt like, and one reason I walked away from owning a multi-7-figure counseling center, was I felt like people got stuck there in counseling. Most therapists don't move them forward to the present. They get to where they are and they feel better and then they end. But then they've still got a whole life to live. Now, coaches are known for keeping you in the present and moving you forward, but they never look at the past. So then that ugly junk you never dealt with is going to come up. So if you've been in therapy with somebody for a couple years and you haven't changed a lot, there's something wrong there. I also didn't like that therapy happens once a week for 45 minutes or 50 minutes and then see you next week, because life may happen to you that night or 2 days later. That's why my one-on-one clients, like, they get access to me through an app that we can talk back and forth outside of their normal sessions. I am more the bridge. I want to bring you through the things of your past into the future you dream of having. That's how I do it a little bit different. So all these things, these kick in your pants, past podcasts have it. Thrive Life TV has the information if you want to go deeper. I have resources. Work with me one-on-one. Email me, amy@amywine.com. Tell me what you need. I'll find the content for you. Even if it's you just need a podcast recommendation. Okay, let's go. Email me, amy@amywine.com. Yes, like the drink. And no, not Amy Winehouse. But I want you to remember, you're not just chasing success. You're crafting a life that's rich, fulfilling, aligned with your deepest values. Make time to reflect and take a moment. What does rhythm look like for you in this season of your life? How can you integrate your faith, your relationships, your personal growth? How can you do this? In your pursuit of professional excellence, how do you tie in your health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your financial, your marriage, your parenting? How are you doing that? Remember, though, it's about progress, not perfection. So give yourself grace to grow, to experiment, and to find the rhythm that works for you. And I'm going to tell you, mine changes all the time. But I've really kind of got one now that's pretty good. And I hit it about 75% of the time, which for me is like 100, right? Most entrepreneurs are never going to hit 100 of their purposeful week. But if we can get close, do you know how much game changer that is? If you want to know where you stand in all of your life domains, right now, www.thrivelifeinventory.com. It's a free assessment, 10 life domains. You're going to do a deep dive in them, and it's going to tell you exactly where you stand in all 10 life domains. And I mean, we go a little bit deep and I give you a score in each one, and then I give you an overall score of how you're doing. It's research-based. It's tested. It's amazing. ThriveLifeInventory.com, totally free. That's your first step to finding out where you want to work and where you need to work the most. You don't have to tackle all 10 life domains at once. You could pick one to two, and I recommend that, you know, and you your goals in those or your intentions in those or set a different KPI like what I did. Now is your time to thrive and build a life you can't wait to wake up to. I believe in you. I'm here for you. Keep thriving.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review. and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.